Now, Kerry got a great win over Dublin, a very comfortable win in the end over Dublin in Croke Park on Saturday night, 110 to 116. Kerry winning out by 6 points. A goal by Tony Brosnan at 58 minutes, really kind of pushing the Kingdom over the line in that one, despite a bit of a comeback by Dublin. They take the points and are facing Monaghan at home next weekend. Tim Moynihan was there commentating, of course, Radio Kerry Sport with Ambrose O'Donovan. I spoke to him shortly before coming in there, and I put it to him, asked him, was it really as comfortable to his mind as a lot of the headlines from reports in this game would suggest?
For the most part, Jerry, towards the end of it then, when Dublin started to run at us, we, you know, they ran us close, but then we went back and got a couple of scores that made a huge difference. But the game right from the outset, Jerry, seemed very flat. And even during the course of the commentary, Ambrose and myself were questioning. They were like Dublin were lacking ideas, and especially in their forwards, nobody wants to take the responsibility of taking on a score. Niall Scully being a case in point, the number of positions he got into the pocket, and he wasn't going to take on the score, and then they'd work it around the arc again. And just at the other side of the field, Kerry were more offensive. And, you know, if they got opportunities, they tried taking them. And you could see at the end of the first half, you'd say Kerry were quite comfortable. It was a 3-point lead at half time. And it was kind of more of the same in the third quarter. And then, like I say, Dublin kind of came at us and, you know, came close again. And maybe Jack will question that again. Why are we letting teams back into it? But for the most part, it was like we're going through the motions, you know. I think, Jerry, the whole picture of the league so far is teams are, they're doing so much, but they don't want to show all their cards. And, you know, from a Kerry point of view, it's great that players are coming back. Tom O'Sullivan coming back, which was absolutely brilliant. Then Paddy Clifford. And the whole game, he's our, you might be able to mention it in Gaelic football, Jerry, but he's our quarterback. It's a different team when Paddy Clifford plays. There's more control in the game. And there's a sense of comfort when he comes on. And Jack and the management will be delighted these players are, you know, making their way back. I know, I think the Gainies are back in training as well. And as I said, Tom Sullivan is in, and hopefully Mike Breen and Gavin White in time as well will be strengthening the panel. But Kerry, if things will go well for us, you'd hope you'd get a result against Monaghan. The Mayo game may be a bit iffy, but if you were to win those games, Jerry, you could be in a league final. So without a lot of pressure as well. So I think overall, Kerry will be quite happy. I don't know about Jerry Brennan and Dublin. It's just they're not the team of old, Jerry. There are too many of their big players missing. And it's like they're going through a transitional period. Now, that might come back to bite me in the months to come. But it's just that Dublin are a different animal in Croke Park, Jerry. And none of that was to their fore on Saturday night. Their attack and exploits. That there was a nice view on the Hill 16 side. They had nothing to shout about. Maybe when they did come back in the last 7 or 8 minutes. But overall, the game was truly flat.
Yeah. And look, from the Dublin point of view, just looking at it as up against our performance, was it a question, is Gerard Brennan using as many players as he can? Is he using the league this year to try and find players? Or is it a question of that maybe that standard dropping, and that you saw flashes from Kieran Kilkenny, got a great 2-pointer on 28 minutes. Conor Callan pointed a free, but there wasn't enough of those moments for them. Or is it that, you know, I won't say anything like the legs are gone, but that there wasn't that drive there or that ability there of Dublin to turn the screw on Kerry and put them under serious pressure?
And I think, Jerry, you just nailed it there. You named two players, Kieran Kilkenny and Conor Callaghan. They were their go-to players on Saturday night. So you're talking about the players of old, and so many players have left the panel. But since last November, Gerard Brennan has tried, well, he had 164 players. No other county, I don't think, in the country has that mass of players that he's looked at, or they were in different training camps for him. So he's trying to bring in players and settle players, but you can beat experience and the experience of Conor Callaghan and likewise Kieran Kilkenny. But I think there are not enough of those players on the Dublin side. And no different to Kerry building during their lean period. It's the same for Dublin as well, Jerry. When you see one of the best midfielders, not one of the best midfielders of all time, Fintan, you know, gone away from the setup, and no different before that, you had the Brogans, and you know, you always had a good spine to this Dublin team, but they don't seem to have that at the minute. And let's face it, is he there for 13 years now, Kieran Kilkenny? on that Dublin camp, an outstanding footballer. And he's coming to the other side of his career now.
Yeah.
And I know Conor O'Callaghan was built up so much on the, I suppose, on the same level as David Clifford. But one man won't do it all. And I think they're just missing a number of players outside of their spine on the fringes as well. You can have all the numbers in the world, Jerry, but if you don't have the quality, it's very difficult to progress. But again, Dublin will come again, but I'm not sure if this is their year, Jerry.
Yeah. Did Kerry try a definite tactic in sending long balls into David Clifford for a period yesterday or on Saturday night?
Yeah, they did. It did. It's another option. And you see, Jerry, all this is, we're thinking outside the box that we're going to say, you're the likes of the Jim McGuinness of this world, Kieran McGeaney, no different to Patrick Joyce and no different to the Mayo management. They're looking at how Kerry are playing, and Kerry are trying to give them something to think about. So you'd hope that the likes of Tomás Kennedy will be back and they'll be swapping positions. So that's something that's come into Jack's play big time. At the U, obviously, he always had the U. To be fair, Jack always wanted his teams that have done well, and likewise the teams that haven't done so well, the use of the foot pass. And it's something Kerry have in their locker. And yeah, you could see that two players ended up with yellow cards for Mark and David Clifford, in maybe outside the rules. And if he's one-on-one with a defender, you're in right trouble. So they tried to isolate him on Saturday night. And it's fine to isolate David Clifford, but you need good ball. You need diagonal ball going into him.
Yeah.
And when you have players like Sean, I thought your own club man, Jerry, I know Mark O'Shea ended up, and rightly so, he was at the top of our numbers as well. Mark O'Shea of Dochtercloaks, and brilliant to see him back again. But I thought Seanie O'Shea, every blade of grass. And from a Kerry point of view going forward, you need Seanie O'Shea, just like you need David Clifford. But the amount of ground he covered, and what a big score by him as well. And that you know, Jack had always in, you know, back when he had Dar O'Shea, Tom O'Sullivan, Paul Galvin, Seamus Minehan before that, and a number of players, go-to players. Jack has these go-to players now. He has David Clifford, he's Seanie O'Shea, he's Paddy Clifford, he'll have Gavin White when he comes back, he's Jason Foley, and Tom O'Sullivan as well, the last night when he came on, he's just a different type player when he goes forward. What a score off the outside of the boot. So Jack is building around those serious players he has, and with that, the fringe players coming in then, I think Armin Heinrich, I think he could be the find of the season. He's going to put pressure. I know you'll be looking at those wing-back positions. You're a Breno Bjugli serious footballer, and likewise, Graham O'Sullivan got more game time. But Armin is going to put something under pressure, because the one thing he has outside of his tenacity, the second he gets the ball, Jerry, he peruses where he's going to put it. And he's this brilliant ability to spread play to the other side of the field. That is something special from a wing-back. And, you know, if he can find those players, Killian Trant again, another big game in a big stadium. So, you know, without getting carried away with ourselves, Jack is trying to do something different. If we stay the same, maybe we might scrape it. But if we change things up in a positive way, we'll give ourselves a right chance of being at the business end. And I think that's, you see, he has the deck of cards to play with at the minute. And if he can build around his midfield again, that midfield diamond, I think that, you know, things will go well. And I'm sure he'll try out another few players as well for the morning game. And the likes with Keith Evans brings something different as well, Jerry. I don't know if you spotted on Saturday night. He's back defending. He's elusive. He's speed, and he can score. So again, they are fines, and you'd hope that they'll grow and grow in confidence. And with the play, do you know, Jerry, as the old saying goes, if you're playing with exceptional players, you become an exceptional player yourself. And that's what Jack has given these guys, the experience of playing at the top level with serious footballers, with serious experience. And but the game itself, looking at it as a whole, it was really flat. And Kerry, I think Kerry would be quite happy, Jerry.
Yeah, happy enough with that. Final point, Tim, like you mentioned it already, the Tom O'Sullivan's coming back, Paddy Clifford got a half of football as well. There's a lot more to come back. It really is going to be kill or be killed to make the first 15 when it comes to championship.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. And you know, and we have to think about our under 20s as well. That, you know, the question mark at the minute, I'm not sure what the state of play with Tomás Kennedy is. Is he out injured?
Yes.
Is he with Tomás, we're not O'Fay, is he with Tomás O'Shea? And there'll be probably one or other two players as well that'll shine you hopefully in the under 20 championship. But it's just this coming fast and thick, Jerry. But there's look, as we've seen it last year, Jerry, we had a number of players with like A&E down in Cork in the second year when we lost all those players. Yeah. And you'd hope now that we're getting those players back and that it can be come back in a positive way. But, you know, we have big names. We have big names to come back. So, you know, it gives Jack is the luxury now to try things out as well. You'd hope that if we got a result against Monaghan and Mayo that he can try. It could be a dead rubber game above against Armagh, but it won't be a dead rubber to Jack in the sense that he'd be able to try out, you know, those players on the fringes. So, you know, he's going to have loads of headaches, Jack O'Connor, but headaches for the right reason, that there's a real competition within that camp. And Kerry's certainly going the right way, Jerry.
Okay, Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's Tim Moynihan there on Kerry against Dublin. Give us your view on that. We want to hear your take on it, how you think Kerry are going so far this year, and it will be severe competition for places, that's for sure, when Championship comes around. But Monaghan are next weekend.